Okay, next din. After finishing tachlis, the next din over here is like this, the din of tefillas ma'ariv. Now, there's two aspects of ma'ariv. There's the arvis. There's the tefillah aspect of it. And then you have the aspect of shema of the evening. So, even though technically you could daven ma'ariv earlier, like we learned yesterday, after plaga mincha, you can already daven ma'ariv, technically. But krishma, you have to read after nightfall. Because the Torah says, b'shach b'cha of kumecha. Shach b'cha literally means when you lay down. Kumecha means when you get up. But Beis Hillel says, and that's the halacha, that b'shach b'cha doesn't mean laying down. Kumecha doesn't mean standing. It means the time people go to sleep, which is at night, which is after nightfall. And kumecha, when people wake up in the morning. So therefore, ideally, a person should daven ma'ariv after tzeisa kuchavim. Why? Because of not only davening, but also because of Shema. See, the Kitzur says that nowadays, like we mentioned the other day, a lot of shuls daven mincha ma'ariv together for a few reasons. First of all, like we said the other day, there was a problem to gather a minyan again. People came for mincha, to gather a minyan for ma'ariv would be complicated, so they didn't do it. But there was another issue in the olden times also. In the olden times, they didn't have cars and didn't have lights and they didn't have all that stuff. And most of the shuls were outside of the city, basically. Outside of the living area. That means people would have to walk at night to shul, from shul. It was dangerous. In fact, we'll learn some dinim about that. So therefore, the olden times used to daven mincha ma'ariv right away. Nowadays, like we said, it's done because, again, it's a bother to gather a minyan. So therefore, they're makel to daven right away after mincha, as long as it's after plaga mincha. Now, even if you're davening ma'ariv early, you shouldn't eat until you daven ma'ariv, because again, you might forget to daven ma'ariv. Now, what happens? Okay, ideally, a person should daven ma'ariv right after seisik kochavim, not to push off the mitzvah. I mean, technically, you could daven ma'ariv a whole night, but the Chacham says you should do it before midnight. Why? Because you might fall asleep, and then you won't daven ma'ariv, and that whole thing. So, chatchila, the din is, you have to daven ma'ariv as soon as you can, unless you have a set minyan with set things. So, therefore, b'di'eved, you could daven ma'ariv a whole night until dawn, 72 minutes before sunrise. So, b'di'eved, you could daven ma'ariv a whole night until dawn. But again, l'chatchila, it says in Allah, you have to daven ma'ariv before midnight. Why? Because you might fall asleep. Now, what happens, by ma'ariv, there's another interesting argument, which is a very famous argument. Whether we say, in Nusach Ashkenaz, after Baruch Atah Hashem, Shemed Asami Yisrael Lo'ad, they say Baruch Hashem Lo'elam Amin V'Amein, and a whole two more pages. That is the same concept as saying Vishamru Friday night. But our custom is, based on the Psak of the Alter Rebbe, and it's interesting, the Vilna Gaon held the same way, that it's considered a separation between Gaal Yisrael and the Shemen Esrei. Hashkivenu, the Gemara says, is not considered a separation between Gaal Yisrael and Shemen Esrei, because Shemira is part of Geula. But Baruch Hashem Le'elam, so the question in Alochi is that considered what's called a hefsik, a separation between the bracha Gal Yisrael and Shemen Esrei? So many people say it. Many people don't say it. Depends on the nusach that you're davening. But the same thing is really with Vishamru Friday night. After our prayer, Sukkah Shom Aleinu V'Kol Am Yisrael V'Al Yushalayim, so most people say Vishamru. So it says, so why is the Shomru in the Chabad Siddur? If we don't say it, why is it in the Siddur? Baruch Hashem Lo'elam Amin V'Amein is not in the Siddur, because we don't say it. Why is the Shomru in the Siddur? Because of a story that the Rebbe Lev Yitzchak Abadichev, who was not only a close friend of the Alter Rebbe, they're actually Mechutonim, their grandchildren married each other. So when the Alter Rebbe was writing his Siddur, the Rebbe Lev Yitzchak Abadichev came to him and said, he called him Mechutin. Mechutin, how can you not say Vishamru when the Malachim dance in the heavens when you say Vishamru? So the Alter Rebbe said, in respect of you, I'll put in the siddur, but my chassidim are not going to say it. Because it's considered a separation between Gaal Yisrael and the Shemin Esrei. So the pearl, technically, if you say Baruch Hashem Leilam Amin V'Amin during the week, you say V'Shamru. If you don't say this, you don't say that. Some places during the week they're rushed. So they don't say Baruch Hashem Leilam Amin V'Amin, but they say V'Shamru. Or V'Yidab Meshu, whatever it may be. Okay, it's also an interesting question. After you say Hashem Etzam Yisrael Lo'ad, in many shuls, Gabi will give a patch on the table and they'll say Yalav Yovay or the Saint Talumot, whatever you do, they'll do it. So it says in Halach, it's not a big problem because it's for the sake of davening. That's what the Kitzur writes in Tzair Chatzvila. The Pearl, our custom is that we don't do that. It is considered a separation. So we give a patch on the table. People should just remember because you announced it before, so to speak. So people will remember that they need to say it. Another interesting halacha is, again, this applies not nowadays, it applies in the olden days, that if a guy is alone, let's say the minyan finished, minyan's leaving, and there's still a Jew davening the Shemin Esrei, he's still davening. So it says in halacha, you're obligated to wait for him until he finishes davening. Why are you obligated to wait for him until you finish davening? Because like we just mentioned, it would be dangerous to walk home from the shuls. And if a guy comes to shul and he's davening and he realizes everybody left, so he's going to be very nervous how he's going to go home and he's not going to be able to daven properly. So you see, if he sees people waiting for him, then he'll be able to do it. But what happens, halacha says, if a guy came late, that there was no way he would be able to catch up to the minyan, so obviously this guy knows what the story is and he still doesn't care, so then you don't have to wait for him. But this explains another interesting halacha that we learned in Hilchos Shabbos, and that is that on Friday night, normally we don't repeat, we don't have Chazar Seshat, we don't repeat Amida by Maariv, and we learned because it's optional and therefore it's not mandatory, and therefore you don't have to repeat it. The Chazan doesn't have to repeat it. Yet, Friday night, we have a mini repetition. After Vayichulu, we say Bracha Achas Mein Shav. It's called Baruch Avraham Akei Yisrael Mokein Oviz Bedvari and Elokein Velokei Avisein. Why do we do that repetition Friday night when we don't do repetition any other night of the week? So again, it's for the same reason we just said. Because Friday night more people came to shul. Friday night was even a bigger danger walking home. During the week, they would walk home with torches. They didn't have flashlights in those days. They'd walk home with torches, so the number one, they would be able to see where they're going. They would be able to see if there's animals or whatever it is. Friday night, you can't walk home with Shabbos with torches in your hand. So therefore, the Chachamim instituted that in case people come late, we want to stall the davening to give enough time for the people who came late to catch up. And therefore, it says in Allah, we have a mini repetition Friday night of Alkein V'Kei Avisenu Moginovis and Alkein V'Kei Avisenu. Why? That people that come late to show Friday night, that they shouldn't have to walk home alone, we give them an opportunity to lengthen the davening that they should be able to catch up and have people to walk home with. That is the Dinam of Maariv. Okay. Next is what's called the Dinam of Seder HaLailo. The dinim of the night. Okay, what?
Why is it being, to save other people when they're walking on Friday night, why to say a bracha on everything, go through the entire Chazar Seshat, mini Chazar Seshat?
Because you see, to help out another Jew, you do that.
Chazar Seshat, I'm just saying, but there's another way to do it, obviously.
How?
I'm saying you could say Tehillim, there's something else.
So in davening, the only reason we don't repeat the Amid is because it's not mandatory. So now Friday night, they made it that it should do it.
Mandatory?
Yeah, Baruch Achim Main Shava is mandatory. But therefore, if there's no set minyan, halachically you don't say it. Because it's not a normal situation. Even though our minyan is we say it anyway. But,
You say part of the whole thing or part?
No, not the bracha. Not, only Mogen Ovis. Even though it says that if there's no set minyan, you don't have to do Mogen Ovis, you can just do that. Okay, next. Okay, so after Maariv, now there's a mitzvah in the Torah, Vagisa b'yayim v'layla. You have to learn Torah day and night. So therefore, day is right after davening Shachar, says you're supposed to learn something. And then after Maariv, you're supposed to learn something, because it says Vagisa b'yayim v'layla. Therefore, it says in Halacha, we're afraid the guy's going to come home after Maariv, and he's going to go eat, and he's going to fall asleep. So therefore, it says it's better to learn before eating dinner. In other words, you come home from shul, you should right away learn a little bit before you eat dinner, and then you're going to fall asleep, because then you'll end up not learning. But if a person is hungry and he won't be able to learn properly, they can take a small snack. Again, these dinim apply in the olden days more than today, because in the olden days, people worked in the field the whole day. And they left at sunrise. And they came back at Tizrach HaShemesh Yosefu, and the Pasuk says in Baruch HaNafshi, that when the sun came out, they gathered, and then in the evening they came back. So there was a whole different lifestyle. People would work all day to come back, and then they'd have to daven Maariv, and they would have to learn and do all that. Okay.